night when I was 5 years old. I was sleeping in a bed right next to my brother. In the middle of the night, he woke me up and asked, "What's that?" I looked up and staring down from the ceiling, looking back at us with a child's face. A big forehead like my own, only the face looked like it was made of a red haze. And this face, this boy, he smiled. And I smiled back at him. He leaned closer to us like he was curious or wanted to give us a kiss. He came closer and he finally stopped right in front of my nose. The boy didn't look happy. He didn't seem sad either. I felt my forehead burn, and the figure disappear. My little brother said, "I think maybe he's one of us." And I told him, "We don't have another brother." He said, "I think maybe we do. Or maybe we did." And you have to understand that we didn't talk about it that night. We just kept looking up at the ceiling. And when nothing happened, we pulled the covers up and we went back to sleep. We didn't call for a mother or father. We didn't cry. We didn't talk about it to anyone but ourselves, which was strange for us. It wasn't until the next night and the night after that, lying next to each other in the darkness, when we wondered, where did he come from? Where did he go? And when was he coming back? Today on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, we proudly present Spooked 4, The Lost Boys. We've asked real people to tell us their own stories of fighting against that which goes bump in the night. My name is Glenn Washington. Best to turn on the lights and get yourself some company, because you're listening to Snap Judgment. Snap Judgment.